We're coming your way today at Lorain County Community College. We're at the Commodore Books and More store. Bullseye on the afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL. April is National Community College Month. And here in Lorain County, it's Lorain County Community College Month. We're here today until 6 o'clock having some fun. Glad you're able to dial in today with me, Andy Bulbarch, and Matt Douglas. And we mentioned we have a lot of people to talk to today, and we've got our first guest here, ready to rock and roll. She's fired up and ready to tell us all about the Center for Lifelong Learning here at Lorain County Community College, Brenda Zabosley. Thank you very much for joining us, Brenda. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Well, tell us all about the Center for Lifelong Learning. What does the Center for Lifelong Learning do?
We provide many personal enrichment classes for people who are over 50. There's all kinds of things for them to do. Some classes run for one day. Other classes are, you know, six sessions. And they really seem to enjoy it. They have, you know, a lot of time on their hands, so gives them something to do.
True definition of the non-traditional student, right? And I think
that's all
part of what happens here at Lorain County Community College. You get the typical college student. You get the high schoolers who are coming to try and get a leg up on the competition. Of course, you also have the non-traditional students as well. And I was looking ahead at some of the courses that are being offered for next fall, and I was blown away by the wide range as well. I mean, you guys have courses ranging from art to history to computer science to fitness and everything in between.
Yes, we do. We've got a history of female artists. Famous Forgeries is another one of our classes. We've got basic computer classes for people to learn about the computers. And we also have the What's Hiding in Your Computer, which even if you know how to use your computer, a lot of people need those classes so that they know what's in there, you know, so they don't get any surprises and all the scams that can come up on your computer. And we have a new instructor coming out, Linda Wachowski, and she's going to be offering a class on famous people. Her first one coming out is The Conservationist with Steve Irwin and Jacques Cousteau.
Ooh.
I think I probably said that wrong. I think it's Jacques Cousteau.
Oh, you got it. Yeah,
thanks, Jacques.
A couple of outlaws, Doc Holliday and Ned Kelly, and then Women in STEM and the Golden Age of Hollywood. We've got Deb Wentz, who does all of our music classes, and the students really enjoy those. They talk about Elvis and, you know, surf music, the Beach Boys and everybody. So we've got a lot of stuff to offer. Got everything anybody would want to do.
Yeah, no kidding. You said there's a class in Famous Forgeries, so
yes.
Art that's basically been copied, kind
right,
of?
Right, yes.
That's cool.
Yeah, that would be Sean Crum. He does all of those for us, and he does a lot of the art classes that are, he goes to the, sometimes he takes them to a museum. He's had trips to the Cleveland Art Museum, and he really enjoys what he does, and the people just love him. We're going to have to get a bigger room for him because we only have room for 25 students, and he usually brings in a bigger crowd than that. So,
cool. The affordability is something that also stood out to me. I mean, these are very, very affordable classes.
Right. They range anywhere from $10, and I think probably the highest thing that we have is $61, and that's our computer class, but it's for four sessions, for 2 hours a session, so... I think the $61 is the highest.
Do you find a lot of folks taking the technology? I mean, it's ever-changing. I find myself getting behind with technology as well, and I'm in charge of our internet page and our Facebook page and all at WEOL, so I'm constantly trying to keep up. Do you find those to be popular courses?
Yes, they are very popular, and our instructor is really good about making sure she keeps up with the technology also because she says, you know, it's ever-changing, and she has to always be on top of things with what she does, and she's really good at what she does. She's really patient with the, you know, people. Sometimes people come in with not a lot of experience, but they learn a lot while they're in her class. So
you guys really do offer everything from, I mean, the knowledge aspect of things to actually coming in and learning things to kind of the leisure, so to speak, in the art world. Not that you're not learning things, but you can kind of sit back and enjoy the art or maybe one of the physical I saw you had Tai Chi, traditional Chinese medicine, some things of that nature. So there's a little bit of everything, really, for anyone who's willing to try.
Right, right. Like I said, we have a lot of fun classes, and then we've got things, you know, some learning classes also, which... it's really good for the students 50 and older. Keeps them active and, you know, keeps their brain active and everything.
Sure.
So, yeah, they have a lot of fun. I never have any complaints.
I would imagine not. There's a lot of things to cover here, for sure. Brenda Zabosley joining us here talking all about Lorain County Community College's Center for Lifelong Learning. One of the newer programs coming up next year also offers writing biographies, memoirs, and family history. I saw that as one of the newer programs as well, and I thought, you know, if you're talking about 50 and older, that's a wonderful course to offer, and it covers a lot of pretty interesting topics there as well. And I got to thinking, you know, I'm not even sure if I'd know where to start about writing a biography or a memoir.
Don't you get a ghostwriter, Bull? Isn't that how you go about it?
Sure. I guess that's a great place to start, right? But I think that just goes to show the complexity and all the different kinds of programs you guys offer.
Right, right. Whatever your interest is, we have it for you. I mean, there's nothing that we can't. And we take suggestions, too. We do have a meeting every month where people come in and, you know, give us ideas of what they may want to do. So that helps keep us going. And we find new instructors all the time. And yeah, it's really, really cool.
Sure. Biography writing, I know I had dated someone whose mother was writing one, or grandmother was writing one. And really, I mean, it's not about the publishing aspect of it. So that family marriage, it's kind of a way to keep in touch with future generations. Is that kind of what the class kind of leans to?
Yes, it just helps them to make up, you know, not make up, but have the stuff that they need to be able to write their own biographies and tell their story, you know, a little bit better. And yeah, I think that's going to be real interesting.
In my case, I might want to make some things out of it. Hasn't been real interesting so far, but
yeah.
I've got an imagination for sure.
Might have to make some tweaks along the way, no doubt about that. Well, where are these classes held?
Most of them are here at the college at the Spitzer Conference Center in room 219. And we do have some classes in our retirement communities, Kendall at Oberlin, Rose Senior Living in Avon, Springer Town Center in Avon Lake, and our Wellington site, and also our Lorain Learning Center. We have classes in all of those. So
they're available all across the community.
Right,
no question
right.
About that. Mm-hmm. All right, good stuff. Well, how do you find out about these classes? Where to go about seeing, how much they cost, where these classes are taking place? Where can you go to get the information?
Well, you can call me at 440-366-4148, or you can visit our LCCC website. And it can tell you everything that you need to know. You just go to the Center for Lifelong Learning, and it brings up all of our classes and the times and dates and everything. And you can call me to sign up. You can come into the office to sign up at the Spitzer Conference Center. I'm in SP 108. Or you can send it through the mail or fax.
Seems like a pretty easy sign-up process as well, right?
Yes. We haven't got onto the computer aspect of it yet to sign up. All of our other classes, of course, are like that, but we haven't done that yet. We'd like to, so some of our students can do it that way. But right now, we've got all the other ways to do it. So.
Well, and with the group of 50 and older, that's not so bad. Sometimes
right.
You can go back to the old school way of doing things
right.
And get away with it.
Yeah, we've got a few that want to do it on the computer, but most of the time they enjoy being able to come in and, you know, they like to talk, so they can come in and just chit-chat for a while and sign up for classes, and they can pay me direct, so everything's all in one place.
Sure.
Kind of becomes a networking opportunity at that point, right?
Right, right, yes.
Yeah, everybody likes to congregate, talk about what kind of class they're going to take moving forward. We got a fist pump out of Rob Polinsky.
We did,
so
yes.
He must be doing something right here. He wants to check in on those 50 and over classes. He's got a couple he'd like to do. Someone wants to write a memoir or a biography on Rob.
So, can't wait to read that one.
Yeah, we're all going to sign up for that one for sure. Well, Brendan, thank you so much for coming on. This is a heck of a lot of fun, and, well, I'm just blown away by how many programs you guys have available. That's really cool.
All right, thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on here.
Thank you.
Thanks. Again.